This is The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. That was a song called Forgiving. It was by Indian City featuring Don Amaro. Indian City are up for Contemporary Indigenous Group or Artist of the Year, and they are an incredible group. Vince Fontaine, one of the founding members, actually passed away untimely about a year ago, so that anniversary is coming up. And I just want to send them tons of love because Vince was really great. I met him at the Indigenous Music Awards when I was actually nominated for Best Rock Act. My friend Jackie Black put that event on, and she was lovely. She actually passed away around the same time, about days apart, really. It was so sad. And Jackie was one of my true champions within the Indigenous music community, and I miss her very dearly. She was amazing. Before that, Billy Talent with Reckless Paradise, a song that their singer Ben talks about how our world is topsy-turvy, and I don't think he'll get an argument from anybody. A lot of people have lost sight about what's really important out there, myself included sometimes, you know, it's been crazy out there. And he's really proud of the song, worked hard on it, and I'm glad it's out there too, because it's really trying to focus on love, understanding, and compassion. We've got a song right now on the show from Juno Award alumni, Susan Aglukkaq. Last year, she won a humanitarian award for her charity, The Arctic Rose. And this year, she's up for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year. This is a song called The Crossing on the Jukebox.
We were
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
From Saskatoon, that's the Sheepdogs and Scarborough Street Fight. They were the first unsigned band to make the cover of Rolling Stone and have sold millions of records. They are multi-platinum and have won 4 Juno Awards. They're up for Best Rock Act of the Year this year. And the neat thing about the Sheepdogs, they've been on the road constantly. I was talking to their sound guy, Mark, who used to do sound at the Horseshoe Tavern and mix my bands and other bands from all over the place, but he's got a real steady gig with them. He was saying, you know, they have taken to managing themselves. I'm really, really shocked and in awe and really impressed by that. So really cool stuff. We've got the Reclaws featuring Sasha with What the Truck. They're up for Best Country Act, and Sasha is in Nashville doing a bunch of great things. I'm really proud of her. We met for the first time years ago at Winterfolk. Joel Wood is up for Traditional Indigenous Artist of the Year, which is exciting stuff. It's the second year that this has been part of the Junos, that category, and we're wishing everyone the best. Pup has a song called Dark Days coming up on the show, and Pup stands for Pathetic Views of Potential. They are a punk band from Toronto, and they're up for Best Rock Act as well. Or wait, no, sorry, it's Alternative Act. We've also got another act up for Best Alternative, and I'm so rooting for these guys. I hope Ombagizzi take it home. Cherry Coke, this is Daniel Monkman and Adam Sturgeon. Adam's got a t-shirt company. Check it out. You'll be supporting a lot of Indigenous people that way because he does employ them, and it's pretty cool. Here's Cherry Coke, like I mentioned, on the jukebox.
I Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
We're
So what the truck?
Up in the morning, same four walls been getting kind of boring, 'cause I've been losing my daydream mind all day. They could kiss my ass as I drive away. What you say about a little pick me up? We're way too young to give a sip. What you say we all go somewhere and get stuck?
Big love to our national sponsor, Slate Music, supporters of all kinds of Canadian talent.
This is Bird Note. I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin, and in June of 2022, I worked as a volunteer research assistant on a tiny island off the coast of Maine with the National Audubon Seabird Institute. This was during peak hatch, the busiest time of the year at these breeding colonies. Common terns are the predominant species here, and thousands of them were emerging from their eggs. It's a very noisy place. But every once in a while, particularly in the evenings, the chorus would suddenly go dead silent, as every adult tern dove over the rocky cliffs, deserting their young. Then, rising on air currents, they return. This strange behavior is called dreading, and it's not clear why terns do it. At first, I thought it was a response to a predator, but often, there's no threat to be seen. Some researchers have suggested it's a form of social bonding for the flock, to help them coordinate flight patterns for long-distance migratory journeys. Or, maybe, it's just for fun. If that's the case, it must be pretty entertaining, because terns will stop whatever they're doing to join the dread, even if that means their hungry chicks will have to wait a few extra seconds for dinner time. Learn more about dreading at birdnote.org.
Controlling the flight of Atlantis, the space shuttle spreads its wings one final time for the start of a sentimental journey into history.
Well, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Affirmative.
That was definitely an e-ticket.
Roger that, Sally.
Set your alarm clocks to Jen LaFranc on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks. I'll bring you the best new music in roots Americana,
rock,
R&B, and soul right here on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Yeah, guten Tag. We is partying on CJSF 90.1. Super fantastic fun, yeah. My favorite radio station in Burnaby, yeah, it's true, yeah, yeah. Catch us with internet, cjsf.ca. Huh, 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 huh.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on.